Over the weekend, the United States captured Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Now, whether you like him or not is not the point here. Politics aside, this is a major geopolitical event. In fact, after the Russia-Ukraine war that began in 2022, this is probably one of the biggest geopolitical escalations we have seen. Going inside a country and capturing their president, even Russia never thought of doing it to Zelensky. And whenever something like this happens, markets react first, and people understand later. The first thing you should expect is short-term volatility. Oil and gas market will react, metals will react, gold and silver will react, even the defense industry is going to react. Because uncertainty always pushes money into hard assets. That's basic market behavior. Now, many of you noticed something interesting. Silver and gold started falling after December 27th. So the obvious question that comes up is, were big institutions or governments warned in advance? Did they push prices down so that they could accumulate cheaply? The honest answer is, we will never know. But once an event unfolds, speculation never disappears either. Markets don't move randomly. They move based on certain participants who possess superior or earlier access to key data. But let's leave speculation aside and focus on what we actually know. One thing is very clear. Central banks have already shifted their mindset. They are no longer trading gold. They are accumulating gold. Central banks don't care if gold is expensive. They don't wait for dips like retail investors. They buy when policy demands it. And right now, policy is screaming one thing: reduce dependence on the US dollar. That is why gold has quietly overtaken the US dollar as the leading reserve asset for central banks. No tweets, no headlines, just silent accumulation. Now let's talk about silver. Silver supply is already very tight, and it is about to get tighter. I have explained the whole silver story in my previous video. Now why is this happening? Because China has imposed silver export restriction from January 1st, and the global supply chain for silver is already fragmented. And that creates a serious supply problem, which is the important catalyst that will drive demand up. Silver is not just a precious metal anymore, it's an industrial necessity. Now zoom out a little. Why does Venezuela matter so much? Because this event will accelerate de-dollarization, especially among BRICS-aligned nations. Think back to 2022. After the Russia-Ukraine war, the US seized Russian assets and spent trillions in Ukraine in the name of aid. That's when many countries realize something uncomfortable. The US can export its inflation to the rest of the world using the dollar. That is when countries slowly started stepping away. That's what triggered BRICS to become BRICS Plus. Russia, China, India all have officially increased their gold purchases since 2022. Because the message was clear, the US dollar is powerful, but it is not neutral anymore. And in a way, when central banks buy gold, they are trying to bring gold back as a neutral reserve asset. Something that doesn't depend on politics or sanctions or who is in power. Now add the Venezuela incident to this picture. The message to the world is very blunt. It doesn't matter if Democrats or Republicans are in power. If you go against US interest, there will be a price to pay. So don't expect de-dollarization overnight, but expect it to speed up, slowly, silently, but steadily. That is why the single most important indicator to track now is central bank gold buying. Just like in 2022, after Russian assets were seized, if central banks keep buying gold despite record prices, and if their purchases exceed 2022-2023 levels, that's a loud signal. A signal of declining trust in the US dollar. And remember, central banks bought aggressively during the October 2025 gold pullback. That cannot be a coincidence. That is called positioning. Now let's talk about who benefits from Venezuela. United States oil majors like Chevron, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, these companies are positioned to benefit as Venezuelan oil production ramps up again. But there are losers too, that is Canadian oil companies. Why? Because Venezuelan heavy crude is very similar to Canadian heavy sour crude. US Gulf Coast refineries are designed for this exact type of oil. If cheaper Venezuelan barrels enter the market, they will displace Canadian oil. We are talking about 200,000 to 500,000 barrels per day. That will put serious pressure on Western Canadian select prices. Then Canada will be forced to look for new buyers. So be careful there. Now flip the picture again. Higher metal prices plus lower oil prices equals to higher mining profitability and other economic activity, especially in the United States. Nuclear energy is still at least 5 years away from meaningful scale. Till then, oil and natural gas are not going anywhere. Economic demand will keep them relevant. And events like Venezuela, they act as catalyst, not overnight, but over time. So when you step back and connect the dots, this isn't just about Venezuela. It's about power, currency trust, resources, and where the world is slowly heading. And that's where gold, silver, miners, and energy all come into the picture. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.